Good morning.
Morning.
So there are several things that are going on. This past Monday, we had a meeting with Sarah Campbell. She is the Congregational Vitality Ministry person for the North Florida area, and so she has been working with us. We had a great conversation. Some things that came out of that. We are going to start doing the outreach through trying to get groups using our fellowship hall. So if anybody has a group that needs a meeting place, we have a fellowship hall. We are going to start doing outreach through a food drive. And so there is now a box in the narthex next to the offering box. We're looking for non-perishables. If you happen to frequent Publix, buy one, get one. Buy one for you, get one to the food pantry. And all of our donations for the rest of August and September are going to be sent to Second Harvest Food Bank. They are excited with schools getting back. There's going to be a need. Let's see, outreach via Facebook. So as you know, we've been trying to record our services. There is a link now on Facebook for past services. So please check us out and we'll start using it more frequently to post things going on. We do have a leadership team meeting after church, so any of you are welcome to join us. We're going to just talk about where we are, where we're going, and keeping that moving. We have voting on Tuesday, so our fellowship hall is actually voting for seats. You probably saw the signs out there. Whatever party you are affiliated, please exercise your right to vote. If you haven't done so already, through early voting, Tuesday is the day for primaries. Exercising your right to vote and make a difference in our community. We are also looking to kind of kick off and reboot ministry at Bethel in September. So Ellie's got some ideas for some Bible studies. Just be on the lookout for things coming in September. The other big thing coming up is October 4th, which is our charge conference. We are required to have one meeting a year as a United Methodist Church where we elect officers for the coming year, approve the pastor's salary, variety of things. So we'll be meeting in throughout September to prepare for that. So the second Sunday in October, which will be October 11th, if I can add right, is our homecoming where we will be celebrating 192 years of a community of faith here at Bethel, starting on the banks of Bethel Pond, just down the road. Any other announcements?
I have one.
Yes.
I'll read it from there.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.